today. We are joined by two lovely ladies that are helping in the fight against COVID-19. That would be Courtney Murrow, Metro County Health Department Administrator, and Lacey Miller, Public Health Coordinator. First of all, ladies, thanks for the time. I know it's been a little bit busy, to say the least. We appreciate everything that you do. Why don't you tell us a little bit about each of your backgrounds and how you got into the industry?
Sure. This is Courtney. My background, I've been in healthcare since I was 17, as a lot of people have been, but my background is primarily critical care, ER, and ICU, but I've been in public health at the health department for, 5.5 years now.
This is Lacey Miller. My background, I worked at Metro County Hospital for 20 years, the last part of it, emergency room, and within the last year, I took a position as the coordinator for the North Central region.
All right, Lacey, you're cutting out just a little bit there. Courtney, we heard you nice and clear, so we'll make an adjustment there. Well, let's start with this. I would imagine neither one of you have seen something like this at all. It's unprecedented, isn't it?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
So what's the biggest challenge? I mean, right off the bat, what's the biggest challenge that you're both facing in regards to dealing with the situation from your perspectives?
I think the biggest challenge for us, you know, the work side of it, that's just part of it, but making sure that the community and the public stays informed on up-to-date information and guidelines and trying to help people feel safe in their community as best as possible and providing the absolute necessary care that everyone needs. The work side of it, you know, we can handle, we can do it. It's a lot, but it's something that we have prepared for a long time. We prepare for this, you know, potential every day. We just want to make sure that the public is staying informed and that they feel safe in the guidelines and that we're suggesting, that CDC and KDG is suggesting.
Well, and that's one of the challenges, too, is that it seems until basically maybe the last 24 hours that there's been something new almost every single day that you got to stay on top of. I know you've been on the phone a lot. I'm sure many people be on the phone or web conferences, Zoom, or whatever you want to call it, trying to keep up to speed as to what's the next thing to happen, right?
Absolutely. There's about a webinar or a teleconference or a meeting multiple times a day, every day.
You're probably webinared out, if there's such
a
term.
Webinared out. Some more webinars in the last 3 weeks than they have in probably 3 years.
Yeah, probably so. Courtney Murrow, Metro County Health Department Administrator, and Lacey Miller, Public Health Coordinator, our guest today on Community Matters. Well, let's start with something that we haven't asked anybody else when we've had various guests on for about a week now here on Community Matters about the COVID-19 situation. And this is a different angle, and I talked with Courtney about this before we went on the air, and that is the mental health side of things. And there's kind of different layers to this. There are folks that have serious mental health issues that are dealing with things now. And then there's and people kind of joke about it, but there is some seriousness to it, and that is, you know, mom or dad or whoever is at home with their kids, and now they're like, oh my Lord, I love my teachers so much, and the parents miss the teachers, and the kids miss the teachers, and the kids miss school. And so there's a mental health aspect, not only for adults as parents, or of course for grandparents or older folks that of course are more susceptible to COVID-19, but that doesn't mean that any age can get it, of course. And then there's the children that are dealing with the change, and we've seen certainly some attitude from our youngest. I think it's affected him in regards to not being on that routine of having school. How do you address that when people ask about how can we keep our sanity and the mental health aspect of it all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing people can do is recognize the signs and symptoms if you're feeling mentally or emotionally exhausted. You know, are you easily irritable? And this, you know, for adults and children, are you easily irritable? Are you feeling unmotivated? Are you experiencing more anxiety and panic attacks? Are you having trouble sleeping? You have absolutely no patience with your family, those you're surrounding with. Even things such as, are you feeling indigestion or just kind of a low-grade stomach ache all the time? Are you crying unexpectedly? You know, just feeling very detached from your normal. And if you are feeling those things, absolutely reach out to someone. Reach out to a family member, a friend, a mental health provider, even your physician. I know that the mental health providers in our community, we're very fortunate, do provide telehealth services. And so, you know, there's no... absolutely reach out. Don't feel, you know, embarrassed or whatnot to reach out, because it is critically important for all of us to obtain the help we need in whatever way.
Lacey, let's go to you. You're a public health coordinator. What exactly does that entail? Obviously, if you say coordinator, I'm thinking you got to get people organized and coordinated with one another, and I would imagine that's quite the challenge at this time.
Yeah, it was very essential prior to all this happening. It's the 13 counties that I take care of or in my region. And it's mainly preparation for things like this, so just preparing them to be ready, going through our SOGs, which would be our standardized operating guides, and just having our plans in place so that we're ready for type of things to happen.
And this is something that you try to be prepared for, but this is unprecedented, so you're kind of adjusting on the fly, aren't you both? Because that seems to be the thing I've thrown out there is, and I've talked with other people, and I'm like, there is no manual for this, is there?
Absolutely. It's definitely a combination between being prepared, having your standard operating guides, working through this on a daily basis, combined with kind of going with the flow and taking things as they come.
How has all this impacted the health department, Courtney, in regards to how you go about doing your business?
Sure. I mean, like any other business, we've definitely adjusted how we've operated because we don't want to stop providing services. You know, we do provide the childhood immunizations. So our doors are locked. We have a doorbell that people can push. We've gone to only appointments and then try to space our appointments so people are not overlapping as best as possible. As far as the home health side, we've absolutely continued to see our people, but we've put additional measures in place to keep them safe. You know, limiting the amount of home health staff that goes into an individual's home and so on.
All right, some of the common questions we'll get to here, and we're talking Courtney Murrow, Mitchell County Health Department Administrator, Lacey Miller, Public Health Coordinator. I appreciate their time here today on Community Matters. Well, let's go with the one that I think most people know by now, but just in case they don't, how does one get infected with COVID-19?
COVID-19 is a respiratory infection, so when they're spending significant time or, you know, they say 10 minutes at a minimum of 6 feet with someone, it spreads like it would kind of like the flu through respiratory droplets in the air, someone coughing, spreading it, you know, things such as that.
What are the symptoms? If somebody's like, okay, do I have this or not? I'm not feeling quite right, but what are the symptoms typically?
Yeah, common symptoms are fever over 100, cough, shortness of breath. We're also seeing people kind of complaining of body aches, headache. It's kind of difficult because it's similar symptoms as you get with influenza.
Right. And then what does somebody do if they think they have COVID-19? I know you don't want them to rush to the hospital. You want them to call ahead, right?
Yes, absolutely. Call ahead to your physician, ER, wherever you're planning on wanting to go. The hospital and the medical center have procedures in place to limit exposure to their employees, to themselves, to other patients. And so absolutely call ahead and please follow the instructions that are given to you. It's really for your safety and for everyone else's safety. Most people, they're saying, would be able to, if they test positive or if they're showing symptoms, quarantine at home. And just make sure you're staying at your home, social distancing, good hand hygiene, washing your hands for 20 seconds, disinfect highly used surfaces regularly, kind of everything that we should be doing on a daily basis, really.
Is there any way to help people? Like, for instance, we have a 6-year-old. We even have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, all three of them, and we have to repeat. You know, they go to the bathroom, and now we stress it even more. Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
And half the time they're like, oh, God. And they turn around and they wash their hands. Any advice for a parent like myself or my wife or others out there dealing with the same thing on how to get your kids to do that on a regular basis, having to remind them every single time?
Unfortunately, you're probably going to have to remind them every single
time. Darn it, Courtney. Come on now. Help me out. Okay. Is there any fun ways of doing it, though? I mean, maybe to get the kids to think it's somewhat of a game. Have you guys heard anything of people doing? I've heard the alphabet song, alphabet, take me out to the ball game, something like that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you can always motivate them with an incentive that always seems to get things done.
Yeah, but that I'll be out of money if it's a money incentive because you got to wash your hands so many times now.
Yeah.
Okay, so the best way to lessen your chances of being infected, you touched upon a few of them, of course, social distancing, but what are some other ways to be as safe as you possibly can? Washing your hands, of course, is one, but what are a few other things maybe what we're not talking about yet?
Yeah, absolutely follow the stay-at-home order that Governor Kelly put into place on, she announced it on Saturday, but it went into place Monday at 12:01 a.m. stay at home, only go into your essential services, you know, would it be the doctor, the grocery store, and even when you're in the grocery store, social distance, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer before and after. And if you have hand sanitizer available, they are recommending to use some before you use the restroom and then wash your hands when you're done. I know it feels like a lot of measures, things that people were not necessarily doing before, but it will decrease your chance of, you know, if you come into contact with it, actually becoming ill from the virus.
We have heard some stories with some folks nationally and like some athletes that they tested positive COVID-19 but really didn't show any symptoms. Can someone be contagious without having the symptoms, or do the symptoms kind of tell you, okay, now, you know, I'm into that stage where I'm infected?
Sure. There are cases where people have, you know, been asymptomatic, or they've had symptoms, but they've been so minimal or nondescript that they didn't necessarily recognize them. Maybe they had some body aches, but, you know, like, oh, well, I just didn't sleep well last night. I'm just kind of tired. So that's a possibility, and that really just depends on the person and each individual person's immune system and how they've their body has handled the disease when they've come in contact with it. So, you know, I have heard that also.
That's the wild card, isn't it? Because everybody's immune system is different.
Absolutely.
Because we, you know, there are people that get the flu vaccine, and then there are people that don't. And some people that get the flu vaccine can still get a different strain of the flu and get sick. And others that don't take the flu vaccine can brag and say, well, I didn't take the flu vaccine, I didn't get sick. That you could have, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you could have contact with somebody who has coronavirus, or maybe they even cough in your direction or near you, and you're like, oh God, you know, you're freaking out because somebody coughed on you. But it may be that you're fine, it's no problem, and yet the person, you know, 2 feet behind you might end up getting it. Is that true?
And that's always a possibility, and that's why they're really, really pushing social distancing, staying that 6 feet away from people as best as possible.
So if you do get infected with COVID-19, it's not the end of the world, because we do have, you know, we hear so much in the national media about the how many people have passed away, how many people are infected. One number that we keep leaving out that annoys me a little bit is nationally, and that is there are people that recover from this, right?
Yes, absolutely. People recover from this. A good majority of people recover from this.
Right. So if you do get infected with COVID-19, when are you considered, maybe, is there a timeline as to when you're not a risk or contagious to where you're like, okay, I've been home quarantined for a while, when can I actually leave my house and I'm good?
Yeah. So the KDHE, Kansas Department of Health and Environment, guidelines are if you become ill with COVID-19, 7 days after your symptoms begin, so if your symptoms begin on, you know, the 16th, 7 days after, or 72 hours after being fever-free without medications and a significant improvement in symptoms, whichever is longer. And so if you're 6 days in but you're still having symptoms, 7 days is, you know, mute at that point. It's whatever time is longer.
Right, because it's not like all of a sudden you have 7 days or 14 days and you set the calendar and you just go outside. Everybody's a little bit different, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What would you both like to say before we let you go here, as we're a few minutes away from the top of the hour, but what would you like to say to people out there that are listening? Because, you know, I think people are different. Everybody's different. That's what makes this country and the world so unique, is that people have different views as to how serious this is. Some people are taking it very seriously. Some people, I think, are somewhat taking it seriously. And there are some, I think, obviously, I think in our area, we're in pretty good shape, but across the country, it kind of blow this off.
I think the best thing we could do is just to get through this together, you know, follow the guidance by Governor Kelly to stay at home, really only doing your essential services, do not go into mass gatherings, social distance. I know people have heard this repeatedly, but they're hearing it repeatedly for a reason. These are very important guidance for us to limit exposure, keep everyone healthy, do what we can, and please, if you do think you have symptoms, please call ahead to your physician, to the hospital prior to arriving. These are all things in place for a reason. It really help limit exposure and keep people as safe as possible.
And what's the best way to reach the health department in regards to if they have questions, whether they feel they've been in contact with somebody with COVID-19 or whatever?
Yep, they can just call us at 738-5175.
All right, as of now, we have 2 confirmed cases of COVID-19, correct?
Yes.
Have those people been able to recover from it, or still in quarantine?
Well, they're in quarantine for the 14 days, but okay. I think they're both doing well.
Okay, good. That's great news. Great news. Absolutely. And that's another thing that I think we get immune to, and no pun intended, but we see these numbers every day from the KDHE, and the numbers go up, and then we lose track of the fact that we have lost, according to KDHE yesterday, 8 people in this country, or not in this country, but in the state, from COVID-19. So we certainly hope that we don't have any of that to deal with in our state much longer, but inevitably that number will probably go, but we can only do what we can control.
Absolutely.
And that's right here in North Central Kansas. And Courtney, Lacey, you do wonderful things. We appreciate so much you and everybody else that are helping in the healthcare industry to try to keep people safe. And I know that you can't force everybody to do what we need them to do, but I've always said knowledge is power, and you provided that knowledge today. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
We just really appreciate everyone willing to work with us. The community's been great. The healthcare systems here have been great. You know, I think we've all just kind of banded together and realized that this is something that we're dealing with, and we're just working through it.
Fantastic. Lacey, Courtney, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Lacey Miller, she's public health coordinator. Courtney Murrow, Mitchell County Health Department Administrator, our guest today on Community Matters.